This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Of all the things I've ever told you about on this podcast, this has got to be top 5 most bizarre. When I heard the audio clip on NBC that I'm about to play for you, it shook me to my core. But first, let me back up. I doubt you waste your time watching mainstream media. By now, you've figured out that's a bunch of lies strung together in between commercials. So you, us, our side, have missed what they're telling their sheeple they have. This is going to blow your mind. They are literally telling their sheeple they have something called the Doomsday Book, and it gives them total power over you, me, anybody on America's soil if there is an emergency. This isn't martial law we're talking about. Martial law is not a secret. It's very well defined. No, these are exceptional secret powers that the president supposedly has. Extraordinary powers that are so secret you don't know about them, and apparently so secret they're not in the U.S. Constitution, but they hope you just won't notice that, I guess. The architect of this bizarre tale is a former Department of Homeland Security chief of staff who served under Trump but is a Democrat by the name of Miles Teller, who now is also a New York Times bestselling author, for selling this fantasy that there's a secret doomsday book that gives the president total power. Laugh if you want, but the mainstream media is deadly serious about this. They've been gradually feeding this idea to their viewers since about July, as best I can tell. There's a guy by the name of Miles Teller. He's a former Trump administration official who was always really a Democrat. He's written a book about it now, and he's been going around giving interviews. And he claims, folks, this is something out of a Clancy novel, I swear. He claims he's been deputized. He's been given permission by the Department of Homeland Security to warn you that the Democrats have this doomsday book, this magical Harry Potter kind of book that gives them total power. Now, why does the Department of Homeland Security suddenly need you to know that? Allegedly, according to this bizarre tale spun by Miles Teller, who's been personally, again, deputized by our profoundly corrupt Department of Homeland Security to come and tell you that they have a magical book that gives them total power, the reason Miles Teller needs to warn you according to the Department of Homeland Security, is because Trump might get back in office and he might use the magical book of powers the Democrats have against the Democrats. So they must stop Trump at all costs. But this isn't just any kind of psyop. It's the kind they always run on their sheeple, beginning to convince them that it is possible to have a top secret book that gives you total power. But they're claiming they have this thing. And mainstream media outlets that are credible with their side, like Vanity Fair and The Guardian, are writing about it. I'd never heard of such a bizarre thing until I heard the interview the other day on MSNBC between New York Times bestselling author Miles Taylor and Jen Psaki, the spokesperson for Joe Biden before she retired. They have this book. It's real. And it would allow them to round you up in an emergency. This so-called doomsday book gives the president extraordinary power. I'm just laughing. But okay, you write all the books you want. You can put rainbow colored glitter on it if you want. There's no such thing. There's only the Constitution. But if their sheeple believe it, well, then they have total power, I guess, or they think they do. Take a listen to this bizarre exchange that had me immediately Googling doomsday book. Here's Jen Psaki and Miles Taylor explaining to their Democrat audience that actually they have a book that gives them total power. And it's a dangerous thing, see, because Trump could win and inherit this total power magic book.
What will happen in a second term? I think Americans still don't understand the full extent of the president's powers and things Donald Trump could do, bubble wrapped in legalese, that would be damaging to the republic. And one of those that I've noted is there's something in the White House called the Doomsday Book. And for the first time, DHS gave authorization for me to mention this publicly. And the fact that there are concerns that that book, which is supposed to be used to protect the country in instances of armed foreign invasion or rebellion, it's the president's most extraordinary powers, could be picked up by Trump and used for domestic political purposes. He could invoke powers we've never heard a president of the United States invoke, potentially to shut down companies or turn off the internet or deploy the U.S. military on U.S. soil. We don't know because, you know, the things that are in there, the emergency powers of the president, aren't widely known to the American people.
Wow. I mean, Miles, the doomsday book, I think it's safe to say we don't want in Donald Trump's hands.
It turns out Miles Taylor and Jen Psaki aren't the only ones telling the left that their leaders have this magical book that gives them total power. A lot of the mainstream media has written about it, going back to about July, including Vanity Fair. Listen to what they think this doomsday book gives them the power to do. If there's nuclear war or some kind of foreign invasion or something. They have, in the book, the power to unilaterally detain dangerous persons. We all know who that'd be. That's us. Censor the news media. Flip an internet kill switch, they say they have. Take over social media. Suspend Americans from traveling. Nationalize Twitter and other social media companies. And quote, this is Vanity Fair, not me. Round up political opposition, unquote. Oh, and they also say this magical doomsday book gives the Department of Homeland Security the power to militarize the elections process. These powers are all presented as very, very good things, very, very smart things we need the left, Joe Biden, saner heads to have. So the thrust of these articles, and it's brilliant how it's done, is to scare their people with the idea that Donald Trump could inherit the doomsday book and use all of these powers against them while simultaneously assuring these people that it's very good for Joe Biden and the left to have them.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's really evil and completely genius. Here's how Vanity Fair explains it. Inside the White House complex, an instruction manual in a secure location is there for use only in national emergencies. Few people know where it is, and even fewer people are allowed to access it. Inside it is something they call the PEADS, P-E-A-D-S, Presidential Emergency Action Documents, that, I mean, laughably, somehow give the president extraordinary powers. The way Vanity Fair tells this story, but this is so bizarre. The way Vanity Fair tells this story is that the people on the National Security Council, the NSC, know all about this book and where it is, and that Trump, during his presidency, came dangerously close to learning about the existence of the book and the powers that he had. And the book almost fell into Trump's hands, but for some real heroic liberals embedded in the Trump administration who prevented him from finding out that it existed. They even list a guy, Mark Harvey, who was on the National Security Council during the Trump administration, as the keeper of the book. And his job is to advise whether to pull out this book and go through these extraordinary decisions and also inform the president he has these magical powers that, by the way, he can supposedly enact with the stroke of a pen. And when do you hear how far all of these people went to keep Trump from finding out about the magical book so that they could keep hold of it and its magical powers? This is going to blow your mind. I'll tell you in a minute. But I got to pause here for just a moment to thank our sponsor, PhD Weight Loss. They bring this podcast to you day in and day out, and I really appreciate that. I also really appreciate the 29 pounds I've lost and the just 6 months it took me to do it, and the now 10 months I've kept those pounds off. I feel really good about going into the Christmas season, even though I know I'm going to eat a little more than normal, like most people, because I know I've got a great system in place and a great metabolism now that will help me handle the occasional diversion from the plan. You'll have it too. You can lose the weight and stay healthy. This is a plan for life. And what I love about it is you could do it from anywhere. There's somebody in all 50 states doing the PhD weight loss plan. You can do it in person. If there's an office where you live, it works just as well doing it over Zoom. So find them online. Go ahead and make your appointment now for January. They're filling up fast. Find them online at myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now, here's with a Vanity Fair article, and I'll put it under sources in the podcast write-up, gets insane. Trump decides to appoint someone named Christina Bob, she's now a One American News Network reporter, a conservative and a patriot, to the NSC. They were terrified she'd find out about their magical, folks, it's so ridiculous, doomsday book, and she might tell Trump. Anyway, they all went to work undermining her nomination, and eventually it was withdrawn by Trump. Shame on him, but he kept falling for these kind of people. They were throughout his administration, unfortunately. Anyway, here's what Vanity Fair writes. Career officials believe that Bob was the type of ideologue who might misuse the sensitive NSC perch. We were a hair's width away from her taking the role and finding out about the doomsday book and maybe telling Trump, they say. Quote, A former White House lawyer familiar with the situation tells Vanity Fair that Trump was in the dark. The president didn't have full knowledge of his emergency authorities, and no one who was in the know wanted to brief him. If Trump were made aware of the full extent of the powers he possessed, the person said, the result could have been catastrophic. The article goes on to say they believe Trump has since found out about these magical powers, and that if he ever got back in the White House, he might get his hands on the Doomsday Book, which would then somehow magically confer these powers upon him. Look, folks, there's only one authority on what powers president has, called U.S. Constitution. It's not secret. You can go online and read it right now. Vanity Fair goes on to say, as if it's fact, that if Trump were to take office knowing about the Doomsday Book, why, he would most certainly stage a false flag attack of some kind that would give him these powers. What are they doing, folks? They're telling you what they're gonna do. That's what they're doing. Listen to this. They would use this, Vanity Fair, talking about Trump, says, to intimidate their political opponents from casting a ballot. They even admit the playbook has been around for many, many decades in foreign dictatorships. Vanity Fair actually writes this, and they even say, hey, it's going to be great if the Democrats have it, but if Trump gets it, oh no. Now, if you're listening to this and you're a longtime Battleground America listener, you're thinking, wait, a lot of the things described in this article that they're afraid Trump will do, the left is already doing. They have almost total control via the FBI and the Pentagon, as we've learned in recent weeks, of every major social media platform but Twitter. So, I mean, what the left is saying here is we already have these powers. We've already largely implemented a lot of them, especially around censorship and persecution. We're afraid Trump will inherit the dictatorship we're building and think he can do it too. But here's the scariest part of this, folks. They don't actually have these powers, but they would if they can convince half of America that all they got to do is write them up in a little book with a cool name like Doomsday Book. And folks, this conspiracy on the left, it's a psyop is what it is no small thing. Miles Taylor is actually a New York Times bestseller. He wrote Anonymous, which was a bunch of lies told from somebody inside the Trump administration. And then he's come out with Blowback, his second book, warning about the Doomsday Book. And he's himself has been given special fake powers to supposedly warn you by the Department of Homeland Security. Folks, to me, the creepiest part of his interview was actually this line.
Is there something in the White House called the Doomsday Book? And for the first time, DHS gave authorization for me to mention this publicly.
Okay, y'all. The Department of Homeland Security has only been around for 21 years. It was established in 2002 after 9/11. But somehow now they're the keepers of this ancient Doomsday Book, what, dating back to the founding? Fuck, they're making this up. That'd be the same Department of Homeland Security that's been letting Muslim men, 700 to 1,000, stream over the border every night, giving them free phones, free transportation, Visa cards with $5,000 on them. We had that podcast last week on this. That Department of Homeland Security, they don't have the ability to do this. The National Security Council doesn't possess these powers or books, legitimate ones anyway, about these powers. Google the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. There's no National Security Council in it. And yet the left, Miles Taylor, is telling people the National Security Council is the possessor of the PEDS, of the Doomsday Book, and secret extraordinary powers the president has that Trump never even knew about but might somehow now know about and want to use. Folks, here's the thing. These people are still driving around in their cars with their COVID masks on. They'll believe anything. Finally, check this out. Miles Taylor isn't just some weird guy. He's a New York Times bestselling author. And both of his books, and the one I'm most interested in, Blowback, that's the current one, A Warning to Save Democracy, it makes the Doomsday Book argument. It's been out since July. This guy's been everywhere. They're already preparing their people for whatever's coming. And I think this podcast is a pretty good outline of what they're going to do. Starting with, as they said, Trump would do some kind of false flag attack to trigger. I keep saying that. These ridiculous magical powers they say they have.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.